From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A smaller earthquake struck New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake that killed at least two on Sunday. Tanya Allardyce is a grocery store manager in the area.
Our suspended ceiling has come down with a lot of our lights, and there's a lot of stock on the floor. So, yeah, we're really lucky that the people that were inside the building at the time got out safely and are now at home with their families.
Prime Minister John Key said there was a brief threat of a tsunami.
We know that waves were as high as 2 metres. We also know that New Zealanders responded absolutely as they should be in this instance. They didn't go down to the beach. They didn't go and ignore the warnings. They took the advice seriously. We now know that those around the country, that tsunami risk has been downgraded to coastal warnings, but we also urge people just to continue to be cautious.
Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged, forcing rescuers to use helicopters to reach the affected areas. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who had been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's Prophet Muhammad. The blogger had been in custody for nearly 3 years. If carried out, the execution would be the first in the country since 1987. Mauritania, an Islamic republic located in northwest Africa, tolerates slavery and female genital mutilation. Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud that had been overrun with Islamic State militants. Iraq's 9th Division of the Iraqi Army liberated the town completely and raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. This is VOA News.